Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve, Jennifer, George, Chris, others, your calls right now. Steve in Canada, you're on the air.
How are you?
Good, I'm all right.
Excellent, excellent. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And about 9 months ago, there were reports out of the out of Montreal. Basically, it came through Canadian Action Party with Connie Fogel. They were reporting that the same Israeli surveillance company that was in charge of the rail lines in London for the 7/7 bombings had got a no-bid contract for the transit system in Montreal, and I thought, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but our lovely Prime Minister, G.W. Harper, as we like to call him here, is calling an election based on our extension of the Afghanistan, our troops staying in Afghanistan for an extra couple of years. And the overall consensus here amongst the population is that it's leaning towards not extending that, the general population is. And one of the biggest opposition areas happens to be in the Montreal-Quebec area. I'm just wondering if...
I don't know. The police, the federal police, were caught dressed up like protesters, assaulting police with deadly weapons so they could then falsely charge innocent people, and that got confirmed. Confirmed criminal false flag terror attack. They call hitting the cop with a giant rock upside the head a terror attack.
I don't know. It just smells really bad. And I just, any of the people that are in the Quebec, Montreal area, maybe just point it out to a few people. Because like you've pointed out so many times, sometimes when you expose it ahead of time, they don't do it. But it just smells really bad. There's no way he's going to call an election when there's a pretty good chance he's going to lose, unless there's something in the works that's going to sway the people.
Well, they might just deliver more ammonium nitrate to some innocent kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they did in Toronto there, and try and set up 16 youngsters there with the RCMP leading the whole thing.
Or they might find idiots and give them the bombs and let them do it like they did with the first World Trade Center attack.
Yeah, I don't know. I just figured, I know there's a lot of Canadian listeners, and I'm sure there's a bunch in the Montreal, like in Quebec and in the Montreal area. I just figured I kind of put these pieces together here and thought it made sense.
Maybe. No, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Jennifer in Texas, go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. This weekend, I acted on a very small spark of courage, and I gathered with fellow Ron supporters on my town square. I raised my voice, and I shared with my fellow citizens issues regarding the Federal Reserve, McCain's positions on Iraq, and commitments of our troops. At first, I was laughed at. Then I used the wisdom of the Founding Fathers like James Madison when he said, oppression and tyranny will come to this nation in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. As I shared this with them, their expressions went from scorn to curiosity, and then I could see that they were taking this in. And I felt a great weight lifted from my shoulders as I shared this. And I also recognize that there's a great spiritual blindness in the church regarding these matters.
Well, it's not blindness. Most of the big preachers are on the payroll.
I understand.
Think about how chilling that is, that secret government funding and control of the preachers. Folks, we're so far gone.
Yes, and as I shared this information with one pastor, these matters, he sat and looked at me, glared at me, and he said, I'm fully aware of this.
Oh, I bet he's on the payroll. The payroll of the government secretly. That isn't freedom when the government is running an intelligence op, an infiltration takeover op. Stay there. I want to hear about this, this preacher glaring at you. I know all about it.
It's progressing. and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I'm like a cornered animal. It isn't my opinion. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've seen the Army secretly working with the police. I've interviewed guests. I've brought you secret documents years before it's in the news. When they recruit 26,000 preachers to secretly work for the government to prepare you for martial law, that's in the documents. Do you understand that is bold tyranny? That is as bad as it gets. They are lined up. They are all around us. They put their grid in place. And if we don't get the word out to the people about this being tyranny and this being run by bad people, they're going to engage it and they're going to get away with it. And they aren't going to be mainly coming at people that have even been fighting them. They do that too. It's people's property. It's pension funds. It's Social Security. It's all of it. We are a nation of ignorant, decadent people who have been totally taken by scientific minds. All right, I'm going to shut up. Jennifer, finish up. So you're at the local town at a courthouse, you were saying, or where were you? You were giving speeches with the Ron Paul group. What happened?
Right, exactly. And the citizens at first laughed at me, and then they began to absorb that information. And then I was talking about sitting with a pastor. And I was sharing this information with him regarding police state and other things. And he just sat and glared at me. And he said, I'm fully aware of these matters, but due to the daily burdens of the life of the congregation, they can't bear or digest this information. Then he sat and looked, and I mean, it was a contempt. That's the only adjective I can come up with. And he said, you will not disseminate this information to the congregation. He said, and if I find out that you do, if you're causing discord in the church, then there are going to be consequences. And I couldn't believe it. Because at the time I thought, well, if anybody, the pastors will want to know. Of anyone.
But see what America's gotten. Let me stop you. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to talk about it. But the sickest part is he admitted to you that he knew it was true. But see, it's a power trip. Because they've been included in these programs. And because they're whether it's the Catholic Church or Protestant churches, they're all on the payroll, the big ones now. They're on the power trip because, see, they've been let in on it. It's like all these big corporate chiefs being made deputy FBI agents. It's all part of being part of the power trip, and they're going to be... I mean, why do we need this? This isn't for terror. This entire system they've built is for us. It's for the average person. They admit it is. It's for attacking us. It's evil. And it's here. So what did you say to him after that?
I just looked at him. I was speechless. And I mean, I had a sense of dread that came over me. And I said, you know, Scripture tells us that we are supposed to be watchmen, that we're supposed to look for the signs of the times, that we're supposed to be aware of this. And this is your job. You're here as a man of God.
Well,
you're supposed to communicate this, and you're refusing to do so? And he just said, you're not going to cause discord in this church. And that was the end of it. And, my fellow Christians who are listening, you've got to wake up.
Where do you go to church?
My husband is a veteran, and at the time we were in Florida. And this was about 3 years ago. And I talked to members of the community here individually about it. And that's where I find it works best if you talk to individual Christians. I've given up on the pastors. And now I talk to people individually.
I hear you. Good to hear from you, Jennifer. Listen, this is what's happened. Until 1955 or so, there was no federal regulations over churches because the First Amendment states Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the press or the people or right to assemble and redress of grievance. But once they got the World Council of Churches to come in and with federal funds, and now they're openly paying them, you know, when you hear about, faith-based initiative, you think it's for soup kitchens. No, it's the feds buying the preachers. I mean, they're getting paychecks. Okay, I mean, it's like a full-time job. They're getting some of them large checks, some smaller checks, depending on the size of their church. I mean, this is a paycheck directly to them. And it's intelligence. They're told to keep quiet. It's a secret pact between the preachers and the government. I mean, that is just off the charts tyranny. That is as bad as it gets. And what are they teaching? Gun confiscation, submit to government, go to the camps, let them take your children, take the forced inoculation. They're not doing that because they want to play patty cake. They're doing that because they're planning to do it. Now, the good news is people like Willie Nelson are coming on this show because they want to talk about these issues. And other prominent people are speaking out. And, you know, the plots in TV movies are about this now because the people do have their mind on this subject. The government is going up against the people. It has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. That's just their excuse and their pretext. George in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I think I know where all this is going. I live by myself, just me and my dog, so I have a lot of time to think, and I don't talk as much, so I hear an awful lot. Here's what I see is going to happen, Alex. Unfortunately, I think Hillary's going to become president. Over the past few years, we've been bombarded with chemtrails, poison air, poison food, poison water. Well, this is all what I think they're doing is to lower our resistance and then they're going to release a bioweapon, not a nuclear bomb, but a bioweapon. It's going to kill people. This is where the preachers are going to come in and say, hey, we all have to go to the camps. We have to get these shots to make sure we stay safe.
And they're going to have an emergency reorganization into total government control and government jobs, the national ID cards, all of it put in infrastructure beforehand, and then it's over, yeah.
And Hillary, the mother, is going to cry on TV and tell you to do this. When you get to those camps, the red and blue tags probably tell you what kind of inoculation you're going to get, one that's going to kill you right away or get rid of you a little later. That'll take care of their 80 to 85%. And they can do it without dropping a bomb or shooting a bullet. They've killed how many microbiologists? They've been setting this up for years. They're killing the people that could find the cure.
Or people who worked on the program.
Exactly. And so they've got the cure. They don't have to worry. But a whole lot of us do.
Unfortunately, what you're saying is in the cards.
Well, I'll be with you till it's over, Alex.
You know what makes me think you're probably right, that they may do this? We know it's in the cards. They've said it's not a question of if but when this happens. They are saying that. Is the way that they don't care what we think anymore. They know we know they're lying. They know the Congress has an 11% approval rating.
Exactly.
In Gallup, 20% in AP. They know, and they just don't care. It's like they know there's a finish line, and they just laugh at us.
Yep. So I'm doing everything I can. A lot of the products that you sell on air, I'm buying and storing. I can't get a lot of my friends to know. I mean, they if they don't feel like they want to hear the truth, I'm not telling them what I'm doing. And everybody should be smart and not let anybody know what you got.
Yeah, a lot of citizens think it's illegal to store food now. They think that's what evil people do.
Well, how many days can most of the people that are listening on your line right now live out of their house? 4 or 5 days, they'll be looking at that dog or cat or worse. Look what happened in Germany. I mean, my God, there were women eating their children. And it could get that bad. So if anybody thinks you're joking, they've got a real problem. Going to wake up one morning and it'll all be over.
I'm going to say this. I have never had such a sense of dread. It is so strong in my soul right now. I literally can hardly talk. The dread.
I shake. I shake all the time.
God, there's so many innocent people who are going to die. God.
I've got 17 grandchildren, Alex. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You can just look at these evil people running things. They just love it. The way they tore out Europe, the way they tore out Russia, the way they killed 60-plus mil in China, the way our government put Mao in and now admits it, they love just totally tearing out societies. They get off on it. And I just can't believe that they're going to that we'd have these people running things. I mean, it's just sick.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I don't have a TV. But one of my friends watches Fox News, and he thinks all of this is crazy. They must have some way to brainwash the masses through that television or something, because anybody that watches a lot of TV, they're brain dead. And Fox does a real good job. I mean, I hate O'Reilly so much. When I see his face, I grit my teeth. But they do a real good job. Once they get you, man, what a sales job.
Yeah, it's all over, folks. It's all over. I mean, I have to tell you, they're going for broke. NAU, I don't know if it's going to be a bioweapon, but remember how they tried to make the cops and first responders take that smallpox shot in 2002 and most of them refused? That's the only good news, is that a lot of people now in their gut. I mean, don't all of you feel it in your gut? Not just the intellectual level, not just all the signs. I mean, that one thing, they secretly recruited 26,000 preachers to get everybody ready for martial law. I mean, that is...
They love Mother Earth. They're not going to blow up and the United States here. They're not going to use nukes here. They're going to do something that's going to leave Mother Earth alone, and that's just get rid of the people. And with these race-specific bioweapons, they could go in any direction. I think they're just going to just throw it out there. I don't think they're going to worry about getting color. It's just going to be everybody. And that would be the safest way for them to go. If they drop troops on the street, or they drop bombs or anything like that, there's going to be a whole lot of people grabbing guns, and it'll be chaos. But boy, let some kind of disease come after you and start killing people, and everybody be running to the camps thinking that's the safest place. Easiest way to get them in there.
Well, their entire structure is built around that type of attack. And again, then it drives us all right into the jaws. People think they're running into a hole to be safe. They're running right into the jaws.
Exactly.
Oh, man. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as we face open world government.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations Organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine.
There are all these pundits, Fox, big news wires, they have a talking point. They say that we, 9/11 truthers, say 9/11 is an inside job because it's too scary for us to admit that some shadowy group in caves did all this, that it's more comforting to think our government did it and is in control. How on its face insane is that? I wish every day Al-Qaeda really was real. I wish it was just some people in a cave and not a bunch of sick eugenicists that think it's good to get rid of us and see us as bad. And once they have that attitude, there's too many people, and a lot of citizens have that attitude. They've been brainwashed. It's all over. Once there's the attitude that there's too many of us and we're bad, it's over. Now, when you hear these newscasts around the country, normally, you hear, oh, the Marines are training for foreign wars in our city. But I've been to these drills. They practice taking over your city, taking your guns, working with city leaders, and it's all on video in my police state films. I'm going to start playing these police state clips. This is a new one out of Toledo, Ohio, where the right thing happened, and the mayor threw them out. Now, we've had cameras at these events when the Marines walk up and say, turn your cameras off. Okay, this is for martial law takeover in America. You ready for that clip, John? Here it is.
Kylie, Marine Corps reservists from Grand Rapids, Michigan, were supposed to train here in downtown Toledo, but Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner kicked them out yesterday, saying residents downtown would be scared of them. But as I found out today, many of those residents disagree with the mayor.
And I'm not afraid of it, and the military had their rights, and I think Cardi was wrong.
Stay on me.
Members of the 1st Battalion...
Stop it. Did you hear that idiot woman? Yeah, the military has their rights, too, like you're pro-military to stick them in Iraq or pro-military to have them here. They have their rights. It's all about not making you scared of it, you idiot. It's about acclimating you for total takeover. And so Marines and Army are familiar with every U.S. city. I've had my cameras there. It's for America. Back to it.
And I'm not afraid of it, and the military had their rights, and I think Cardi was wrong.
Stay on me.
Members of the 1st Battalion, 24th Marines, have trained in Toledo before, most recently in May 2006. But the 5-bus convoy was sent packing by Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner after making a brief stop in Perrysburg. The Toledo Police Department knew days in advance about this weekend's training and sent out notices to alert people downtown.
Hey, watch those rooftops!
The Military Operations Urban Training conducts mock gunfights and fires blank ammunition to train Marines. But Mayor spokesperson Brian Schwartz says Cardi doesn't want this done in downtown Toledo.
His reasoning was for the good of the Toledo residents.
But the majority of people interviewed today were appalled with the mayor's actions.
Well, I'd be scared of the Marines to protect their days, they protect your lives every day. I mean, look what they're doing over across seas.
I was in the military, and I know about special training and stuff. And the thing about that, Cardi should want that attention for Toledo to bring more attention to our city.
Former Toledo Police Chief Jack Smith says when he was chief, the mayor asked him not to allow military trainings in Toledo and gave him no reason why.
I strongly disagreed with that. He made a couple comments, and the one that really set me off as a Marine myself was he didn't want the Marines, quote, playing war in Toledo anymore. And play is the farthest thing from your mind when you're prepping up to go into a combat situation like that.
Jack Smith says he told the mayor that if one young Marine's life is saved because of the training he received in Toledo, then it's worth the minor inconvenience.
The mayor needs to maybe forego one of his nonsensical bus rides through the city looking for spilled garbage cans and take a little walk around to that military memorial behind the safety building. And just reflect on those hundreds of names that made that sacrifice and the sacrifice of these young kids that they're going to be making as they go into that kind of thing. And for him to take that training away from them that might possibly...
So, see, now he wants to hurt the dead in the memorial. See, oh, now he's not for the troops. I've been to these. This is to train the public to accept martial law. Why did the police chief, Ali Philippus of San Antonio, kick him out in 99? Then they tried to bribe him, and that was the Army. I've been there. You've seen the footage. It's for domestic takeover. It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Period. And a bunch of those Marines are illegal aliens and felons. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
A lot of strong medicine today, a lot of very serious topics being discussed. But if we don't expose this, if we don't expose their plans, if you don't realize what this dark shadow government has created, who runs it, they will certainly carry it out and they will get away with it. But they will be defeated in the end, know that. Evil always falls. And they studied all the past dictators and tyrants. They wrote textbooks on it, and they openly stated that they wanted a scientific dictatorship where they covered every angle of escape, where they did it incrementally so there was no way to even see what was happening. But we do know what's happening. Now, I have a friend who's pretty high level at the Austin airport. I'm just going to leave it at that. And one day he came into the TV studio. He has an entertainment show down there, and he comes in and he goes, Alex, you know how they've, this is like a year ago, you know how they've banned any liquids on the plane? He said, I had to sit there with News 8 Austin while they literally interviewed more than 40 people. He said, I quit counting at 40. They lined up people going to the checkpoint, and News 8 Austin was asking him, do you like the new security? He said, 40 plus said it was stupid. They didn't like it. It was dumb. That it was a police state. Different answers like that. And he said they got to one old lady who said, I love it, this is great, this is wonderful. He said he knew that night it would be on, and he knew it would be her he would see. And guess what came on that night? Her saying how much she loved it. And the news saying the majority of people loved it, actually that everyone loved it. Same thing there. They go show people going, I love it, this is great, the mayor is bad. I love the Marines, you know, shooting blanks and running around in downtown on the rooftops. See how they frame it all? And he ought to look at the dead veterans. He ought to know what saving the lives. They've got all those mock cities everywhere. And it is dual use. It is for Iraq as well. But the conditioning is for domestic operations. Now, here's a piece. And I've got so many pieces just like this where the police are working with the military for martial law. Here it is. This is for you, the American people. Not for any real threats. You understand that? Here it is.
Covering your hometown from newsrooms across the region, this is News 7 at 11.
The scenario was a fake, but the pepper spray and billy clubs used to break up this riot were definitely real. Good evening, I'm Miranda Stevens. Whether it's terrorism, riots, or any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants its disaster training to be as real as possible. Jeremy Butterfield has more.
It's supposed to look like a riot, and the scene at William Fleming High School had all the elements.
I'm one of the rioters that the guard and the police force had to take down and arrest. And did very successfully.
In this scenario, everyone has a role to play. The rioters were ready to fight back as Roanoke Police, Roanoke Fire, local National Guard troops, and members of the Virginia Defense Force secured perimeters and moved in to make the arrest.
Prior to 9/11, these organizations couldn't communicate and did not work together. They worked to support each other, but not together. And with the recent events of the last 3 to 5 years, we've become very good at working together, which is very important.
Of course, these weren't real rioters. The rebels in T-shirts were all members of one of the participating agencies, but you couldn't tell that during the exercise. If you weren't protected by an orange vest signifying you as an observer, you were in danger of being hit by eggs, bottles, billy clubs, or even the occasional well-placed round from a sniper.
We try to make this very real, give a real feel to it. We had the fire department provided some live burning out here, so we had smoke, flames, objects being thrown, a lot of
chaos.
Stop
right there. Fire department provided some live burning out here, make it more realistic. Just like En Road to Tyranny, I'm up in Belton, Texas, videotaping. U.S. Army walks right over with Marines and says, turn those cameras off. You're the ones that videotaped us last year on the highway. When they pulled over a bus, didn't tell them it was a drill for 12-plus hours, and had Army team after Army team in a secret project search everyone, and the FBI agent screwed up and gave us a restricted document about how they were secretly integrating with 77 counties. Secret operations against the American people. Now, same thing in Belton. They blew up two cars. The mayor got up and said, we've been hit by terrorists and hit hard. Locals were panicking. It's all on video. And then a day later in the newspaper, a huge, long story in the very end paragraph, Belton hit by terrorists was the headline. And in the very last paragraph, they said it was all just a drill. See, it's to create the psychological perception of terrorism being real. Since there's no real terrorism going on unless they stage a big theatrical like 9/11, an inaugural bombing, no doubt Hillary will have one, they have to create this illusion. And in Seattle and Chicago, they blow up buses, helicopters, troops. And this image is police riding citizens down. And then if they really want to go after you when there's a real protest, they have cops dressed up like protesters to start fights with the cops so the cops who are in on it can now attack the peaceful population. See, it's all over the place. Back to it.
There's going to be a lot of chaos in a civil disturbance situation, and that's what we want to try to incorporate as much as possible.
Teamwork plays a major role. Mounted police had to coordinate with the fire department, while National Guard troops marched in formation toward the rioters. Without cooperation throughout all the agencies, the rioters would have quickly taken control.
I think everybody learned a little bit. Mistakes are made, but we'd rather make those mistakes here than in a real situation.
This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in this drill, and organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster. Jeremy Butterfield, News 7, Roanoke.
Well, I guess you can never be too prepared. Something we should all keep in mind this week as we prepare for more rain. Isn't that
right, Brent? Now, see, in disasters, what happened? They held the food back for 5 days. The head of emergency management followed orders while his mother died in a nursing home of no food and water. He cried about it on TV, but he followed orders. Mama died. And, I mean, this is the type of thing they do. And this is merging the police and the military to deal with, quote, the American people. What is it they've got planned that they know is going to cause a coast-to-coast breakdown? Why have they put it in the official Army funding? Why has Congress not been allowed to see the plans? I thought that's the bosses. I thought we elected them. You see what's happening? This is the intelligence bureaucracy taking over America. They're doing it. It's happening. Now, this is Georgia. This is Georgia, one of the former satellites of Russia in Eastern Europe. And the same sound cannons that our police have been given, the same things we videotaped in 2004 in martial law, the film in New York. They practiced mass arrests with peaceful people. Why? They were practicing scooping up thousands of people and putting them in a camp. Now, this is the same thing in Georgia, and they say the U.S. is advising Georgia. The U.S. went there and trained them and then used it as a laboratory. And now Georgia's taking its people's liberties. Instead of being communist, they're becoming fascist. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
On Wednesday, the world witnessed violent clashes in Tbilisi, which sparked much condemnation for the brutal methods used by the police. Georgian policemen and special forces were cruelly beating protesters with fists and batons. At the receiving end of the blows were mostly unarmed people. But it was also a display of power of a different kind. Georgian special forces unveiled their high-tech equipment and used it to disperse the crowds. Sometimes it all looked like a scene from a science fiction movie. Special units clad in state-of-the-art gas masks moved in to pounce on the crowd. Demonstrators were first occupied by special water cannon. Tear gas and rubber bullets were used in the skirmishes shortly. Police fired at the crowd from expensive non-lethal weapons, Belgian-produced FN riot guns. But it was not only about water, gas and bullets. Georgian police also used a unique ultrasound machine which disoriented people.
Georgian police used an acoustic gun. It's a non-lethal weapon that disorients people for a period of time. Also, police use so-called sting bombs and rubber bullets that can cause very serious damage. These are inhumane means of crowd control. Whoever ordered using them should be held responsible. A democratic country could never use them against peaceful demonstrators.
It was one of the first times that this kind of acoustic gun was used to disperse crowds. Similar such guns are also owned by the Iraqi police. The steps used in Tbilisi on Wednesday suggest that Georgian special forces were prepared and equipped with a group of foreign allies. It's due to the U.S. training program given to Georgian riot police that they managed to do what they did. This year, Georgia received over $10 million, more than any other CIS state. Georgian police applied modern anti-riot machines and up-to-date methods of fighting demonstrators. The Georgian opposition was preparing protests in Tbilisi for a few months, but Wednesday showed that Georgian authorities were ready to strike back. Kirill Kamyshua, Russia Today.
There you go, and it's all a laboratory. Now, what did we catch him in 99 doing? Delta Force commanded the operation, according to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times. Both reported. It's in my film, police state to the takeover. They had 60,000 peaceful people. The feds brought in 50 individuals led by U.S. Army dressed up like anarchists. They attacked police. The police were ordered to stand down, and those images were used nationwide. Then the 50 hired thugs were sequestered to a government building under government protection right next door to the police station, all on video. Cops even spoke out. But the police were then ordered to savagely attack the peaceful demonstrators. They went into neighborhoods. They went into, and we have them on tape, beating old women with billy clubs and breaking their collarbones. And then they just got caught last year, finally, where they admitted they did it. Cops dressed up like anarchists starting fights to go after the predominantly middle-aged crowd. You are the enemy. All the tax money you pay, everything that's been built, is for you. And then, of course, there's this newscast, in case any of you doubt, a year plus, this is big news, a year plus after we broke it here on the network, after we got you the secret documents of how they recruited 13,000 preachers, they doubled it to 26,000, and that was last year. They plan to double it again to 52,000. 52,000 preachers already giving sermons about submitting to this and handing in your guns, and when it all comes down, they're going to be there running it. Just like in Red Dawn, how they hire the preacher and they hire the mayor. They're going to keep all the same faces there for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. We built the military-industrial complex. It always happens in third-world countries. Is the military just takes over. Now the private banks that own our military are doing it here. Here's the gun confiscation piece for you one more time.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases...
Let's stop right there. Now, notice in the last 10 years, the police, of course, are civilians. They're not in the military. But now we're called civilians. The mayor calls us civilians in every major city and town. And then now it's the needs of the government versus the wishes. Oh, we run everything, but you can have your wishes. This is martial law. This is martial law. And we're incrementally going into it. This doesn't have to happen if we get the word out now. See, we don't need to whine about Ron Paul and his campaign not getting very many delegates. We don't need to whine about, you know, which talk show host does the best job or which patriot group you like. Look, it's all about the New World Order. It's about fighting them. It's about exposing what they're doing. It's about pulling out all the stops and not wasting any more time. We have got to warn the people now. We have got to speak out now. Prominent people have to speak out now. Now is the time to do everything you can. I mean, why do you think Willie Nelson contacted us and wanted to come on the show and tell you about martial law and tell you about how he's worried about it? He knows. Anybody who researches this knows. We need more prominent people because it gets attention when they go public. Heaven help us. I mean, listen, I can't enjoy thinking about a vacation. I can't enjoy thinking about having fun or going to a movie. I can't think about anything but this because it's creeping death all around us. I need all of you. We need to use the Internet while we've still got it. I need all of you to go get in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement for free off of Google Video. And I need you to make it number one on Google Video. I need you to get that link, type in-game Alex Jones into Google, get the top video link. It's always in the top 10 now. And I need you to email it to everybody. I need you to go on message boards, Sean Hannity's. I need you to go on ABC, CNN's message boards. I need you to go on all the so-called alternative sites. We need to get all the Ron Paul supporters, who a lot of them are babies to these things, who are just now waking up, you know, to realize the next hardcore level of this. We need to stop mincing words. We need to stop self-censoring. We need to get serious or there's no future. Look, I could care less about you buying the DVD at InfoWars.com. Yeah, that funds us and lets us operate, and it's good to have the high-quality DVD to show people. It looks a lot better than Google Video, whatever. But go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and get a higher-quality web version and get it out to people. Just whatever you do, don't wait. Don't wait past this evening to start making copies. Don't wait past tomorrow to start giving them to people. Don't wait to email your whole email list of friends. Don't wait to tell your coworkers. Don't wait to warn people. Now, I want the New World Order to know I've analyzed their police state grid. I think it's going to fall apart when they try it, unless it is something like a biological attack where they can pose as the saviors and people are so afraid they'll line up. You're going to see horrible stuff unless we back them off, unless we expose that they're behind it. If we don't expose government-sponsored terror, they're going to launch it. Final segment. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Took it all away. The lanes in the middle. The
discussed some of the most hardcore issues in the last 3 hours. If you missed any of it, we'll restream it starting in about 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. The stream's right there. If you missed any of the show, you can go back right when it ends. The show restarts at InfoWars.com. I didn't get into all the news about how they're turning power off for California for times in England, Australia, just to train you and habitualize you to accept the government restricting your resources in the name of saving the earth. Regardless of what you think about global warming, they're using it to get taxes and control in. I had all that in the stack. That's another prong of this control. Chris and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Oh, I've been a listener for about a year now since your last birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I just want to share that, you know, I'm not as active as all the amazing people that are on your show, but, God, so much came out today, and I think this is, you know, Ron Paul sent maybe one press release out, but we're all still out here. And, you know, he's going to be in this debate, and candidates for president are going to have to campaign with a country that has these videos on YouTube, and I know, you know, these things are going to be in the public eye, you know, so, I mean, this isn't the end.
That's right. Relics and monuments of the Ron Paul Revolution that continues will just be scattered throughout the cyberspace forever.
All right, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Will in Minnesota, you're on the air. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Ron Paul a little bit. I'm a potential delegate for Ron Paul. I haven't made it to the next level of the caucus yet, but I was wondering what your thoughts were on those people out there that are delegates. What should they do? Should they continue on? And
yeah, they should continue on. To educate people on the process. It's just there's not going to be a broker convention.
Okay. And also, I think I kind of agree with you a little bit about a third-party run, and I kind of ask myself these questions, you know, what's going on with the Ron Pauls? Kind of disheartened me a little bit, but I think Ron Paul running as a third-party delegate, I think, would carry the message a lot farther.
I know, but then he'll be thrown out of the Republican Party and probably lose his House seat.
True. The thing I think, though, is, you know, if you're Ron Paul, you're 72 years old, you know, you've been involved with politics for a long time, 10-term congressman, and, you know, when is the right time? Is it, you know, is that really the right thing to go back and defend your congressional seat? Or is now the time to really go for broke? I mean, I guess that's the way I look at it. I understand why he'd want to defend his congressional seat.
We're going to be getting the campaign on in the next few days, and we'll get some answers from him on that. I hear you. Steve in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Right on. Dude, I've checked out some of your stuff before, and amazing stuff, the Bohemian Grove video. I got to tell you, some of this stuff is just so crazy. It's like, wow. And but everything I check out, it checks out.
Yeah, like I've been saying for 5 years, you'd hear Rush Limbaugh endorse Hillary Clinton. Did it happen?
Uh-huh.
Look, I know what their attack plan is, and I'm out of time. Call me back tomorrow. Sorry, everybody else that's holding. Look, I wish none of this was true. I'm so freaked out today on this show that I haven't even plugged my sponsors, and I haven't even plugged my videos, okay? I mean, look, it's just really hitting home for me that the enemy is not going to stop until we stop them. So Ron Paul isn't even in this equation, okay? We support him. Fine. We move on. The enemy's still there. The enemy is still attacking. Okay? Engage the enemy. Go wild. Get the word out. Any way you can. Use your inventiveness. Retransmission starts now on InfoWars.com. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.